Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to Live Your Love. I have the most beautiful treat for you today. We have Sonia Choquette in the house. Hello, love.
Hello. I'm so delighted and honored to be here with you today. Thank you.
Well, I am absolutely thrilled, and I know that our listeners and viewers are in for such a delight. You are have been an inspiration to millions for, is it 30 years? Am I, is that right?
Probably more.
Amazing. That is so beautiful. And I have such respect for that kind of longevity and endurance and waking up every day and answering the call of spirit for your entire life. That's really inspiring.
Thank you. It's definitely been a calling and a very fulfilling path.
That's just gorgeous. I'm going to tell you listeners why you should be as excited as I am to hear from Sonia. And then I'll tell you how I met Sonia. And then we'll be off. So, beloveds, global author and speaker, Sonia Choquette is the most highly regarded expert in the field of intuition. Over the course of 40 years, I was off by 10, she has become a world-renowned intuitive guide and spiritual teacher, author of 27, oh my goodness, New York Times or international bestsellers. Her books have been published in 37 languages and 40 countries. And have been read by over 1 million people. Sonia's work has been featured on Hay House Radio, Oprah Radio, ABC, Fox, Shape, Gaia, and Wall Street Journal Live. Her teachings have attracted the love and admiration of nearly 500,000 social media followers and over 1 million course students from all over the world with a unique melding of compassion, humor, and palette-like-it-isness. Sonia brings all of her intuitive experience and human understanding to help her global audience reconnect with their spirit guides and inner vibes. Her mission is to help others feel whole by using all of their senses to create a life that is intuitively guided, empowered, authentic, and meaningful. Visit her at soniachoquette.net, SONICHOQUETTE.net. And of course, you'll get all the links in all of our formats. Sonia, welcome.
Thank you, Alicia. It's a real honor to be here with you.
Well, that is an impressive bio, my love. That's incredible. And so viewers and listeners, I met Sonia at the Hay House Conference in Phoenix at an author cocktail party. And Sonia, you know, I'm a newbie to Hay House and a new Hay House author. You were so welcoming and warm to me. And I don't know how to thank you because it really touched me. And to me, that's just demonstrative of your heart, of your huge heart and inclusiveness and spirit. So thank you.
Well, it was a real pleasure to meet you. And I loved you, and I love that you're showing up to help raise the vibration of the planet because I feel it's a real act of service, and it's not an easy path. And those of us who are committed to this need support and encouragement and welcoming, and that is part of my mission.
That's just beautiful, and I love the generosity of that. It's just gorgeous. We're going to start with calling ourselves forward into the light because, of course, the light's already here. And then I'd love to talk more about that, that global service, that calling that's within each of us. So, beloveds, if you would just close your eyes, unless you're driving, and just really connect and open to the majesty of what's present, to the beauty of Sonia's spirit, and to that spirit which connects each of us. So know that you are not alone. And in this moment, connect heart to heart to each one listening, to each one to hear the recording. And just open your awareness to allow your vibration to raise, to be aware that we are all indeed one and indeed all is well. We place this time together with beautiful Sonia, each of us, our planet at this time, all into God's light, love, and grace, asking only the highest good come forward. As we welcome and call ourselves forward into the awareness of the great angels, of the deep source of nature, sending grounding cords deep into the core of the earth, connecting into the golden orb at that center, that we might be rooted as well as winged, and allowing our consciousness to soar up into the light of the Holy Spirit, the light of the Christ, the light of love, placing all that comes forward today with this beautiful gathering into the light for the highest good. I ask for a special blessing upon Sonia, that she might know that she is so loved and appreciated by those she serves so generously. And so be it. Amen.
Amen. So be it. Beautiful.
Thank you. So we started talking a little bit about your new book.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you're talking about how, this is in my parlance, but that we need to be embracing of this level, spiritualizing the physical, as well as, you know, I know those of us on a spiritual path can just go up and try to live from our third eye up and kind of miss the richness and the beauty and the healing available on this level. And I did, of course, I read 21 Days, and I started reading this book, which I was telling Sonia that my girlfriend serendipitously or perfectly gave to me just yesterday, because I'm going through a similar set of circumstances, and it's a gorgeous book. Wake Up in Paris reads like the most beautiful, educational, enlightening novel. So, Sonia, talk to us a little bit about how you embrace the spiritual path as a whole being.
Well, let's try to make this. I like to try to make things simple. I believe that all frequencies embody the spirit. And I believe that our spirit, our divine self, is multidimensional. And one of our dimensions is the physical. We're here in this physical realm to learn, to create, and it's where our creations, our thoughts, feelings, emotions, choices, beliefs, patterns mirror back to us. It's an unforgiving mirror in that it tells it like it is. So whatever we're experiencing informs us that there's some part of our consciousness that is working for us if all goes well. And there's some part of our consciousness we need to evolve or liberate if we're stuck in experiencing pain. And in my own life, I've experienced both the most phenomenal, but also a tremendous amount of pain. And I believe our painful experiences are just as divine and just as loaded with grace as our beautiful flowing experiences, because we're here to learn how to use our magic, how to use our consciousness, how to use our love, how to use our intention, how to use our outer senses. I think the body itself is a magnificent vehicle. I think the third dimension is, like, to me, sometimes they call it concentrated orange juice, you know, when you get that frozen orange juice, although no one drinks it. everything is extracted out and you just have the pulp, you know, just the most intense experience. You have to dilute it, and our days and our experiences dilute that so we can drink it. We can experience life. But I do feel like if we know in the back of our mind, however we're struggling or whatever pain we're facing, all is well. This is just our great experience. And if we keep remembering that we have everything we need, both physically, sensorially, we have incredible outer senses that we need to use maybe better than we do. Pay attention, listen, notice, be present, and then bring our inner senses online, feel, sense, energetically, vibrationally respond. Then we can pretty much take any situation and grow from it and learn from it and benefit from it. And so that's why we're here. So I'm very committed to books on how to navigate the third dimension from a spiritual and joyful point of view instead of escape it, because we're here.
Right.
So let's be here and discover what's wonderful about being here without feeling trapped in the density of our experience.
I absolutely love that, and 100% concur. And I love that you talk about I've read several of your, books and podcasts, and one of them, it could have been a podcast, you talk about the efficacy of evolving our consciousness by not doing a spiritual bypass.
Yeah.
So that's a term that's bandied about a bit, and I'm going to ask you to define that in a moment. But to me, that's about just what you're talking about. Like, I'm here. Let's evolve this consciousness even while we honor that it is a part of spirit. This level is a part of spirit. And I think that when folks have been on a spiritual path, so for myself, almost 40 years as well, not as a leader like you, but as fully immersed in a spiritual path, or many of them, I think we can be too quick to go, oh, I'll meditate about it, I'll pray about it, and, you know, and then I think that the behavior can come out sideways. And so you talk about how when you walk the Camino,
mm-hmm.
and you allowed all your feelings about your father after he had passed, and all your feelings, suddenly you were brought into the most deep compassion for yourself and awareness of his love for the first time. Would you speak a little bit about that and about how we can not do a spiritual bypass?
It was interesting. I went through, just as a little quick backdrop, I went through a dramatic implosion in my life that I think was my spirit somehow orchestrated, where within a period of 6 weeks, first my father died out of the blue. No, actually, first my brother died. I have six siblings, and my brother, I just talked to him. He was 1 year older than me, and he told me to buy him. He was a funny guy. He was a drummer, and he said, I want you to buy me a birthday gift. And that's how he was. He said, I want you to buy me the DVD Shine a Light on Me by the Rolling Stones. So I ordered that, and he died that night. So I thought that was, I was stunned because he wasn't sick. And then 6 weeks later, my father died, just had an aneurysm. And he used to tell me, never go to the doctor, you'll be sick. He had never been sick a day in his life.
Wow.
And then my marriage of 30 years, which had already been a vibrational collision. I was just too much for him. Mm-hmm. He couldn't contain these double laws. He couldn't put his, he couldn't wrap himself around these two incredibly intense losses. So he left. Mm-hmm. So my dad, my brother, and my husband of 30 years were all gone within 7 weeks.
Wow.
It was pretty interesting. I mean, thank God I didn't have a son. He'd probably be gone too, because it was like an obliteration of the male.
Yes.
And in trying to get my head around it, because it was so sudden, on the outer plane. And then I got the advice, the inner guidance to go out, walk the Camino, which I was mildly aware of. I had never been called to it before. And interestingly enough, one of the ways I was dealing with my emotions, because I'm an intense person, I was angry. I was not happy. Mm-hmm. I was boxing. Mm-hmm. And while I was going to my boxing class to work out my stuff, I broke my knee. I cracked my knee. So while it's healing, I get the message to go on the Camino. It's like, well, okay. Because I definitely know to say okay, but you'll have to go with me because I've never hiked anywhere but to the grocery store. But I gathered myself very naively, got my stuff and took off.
Yeah.
And, I made it. But while I was walking, it was 835, kilometers. That's just over 500 miles.
Wow.
In a month.
Yeah.
Two mountains. It's quite a deal. What emerged, and I really think it was from the left brain, right brain of walking, that all this buried emotion and all these buried experiences that I had stuffed as a quote unquote spiritually trained person, like anger and rage and resentment and upset, things that I had spiritually rationalized. Because I had a father who was intense and he was tough for me. And there were ways in which he managed the family. And one of them was, I was kind of the whipping post a little bit. I had a lot of physical beatings when I was young, and it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My husband disappointed me, and my brother leaving pissed me off. But as I was walking, I didn't know I felt this way.
Yeah.
I didn't want to consciously feel this way. Right. I wanted to feel like, bring it on. I'm a spiritual being. It's my path. So that was actually my ego and my rational mind.
Mm-hmm.
So as this came up, I was reminded of things when I was 6, 9, I mean, way back, but they kind of worked their way out of the shadows of me, mm-hmm. out of my bones, mm-hmm. and came up to my consciousness. And then the miracle was, and then they moved on.
Yeah.
And I came to a place of genuine emptiness,
yeah.
and realized that that is the being empty and embodied, emptied of all this emotion and emptied of, but not emptied in denial, not repressed,
mm-hmm.
but really released,
yes.
is what I came to understand really is what we're here to learn. And we're here to learn to be the emptied spirit, the pure light of who we are in our bodies, and that our experiences aren't to be held on to, but they are to be felt. They are to be understood. We're to learn from them and then let them go.
Mm.
And that took that Camino,
right,
to help me get a deeper understanding of the miracle of the body, the miracle of the third dimension, the miracle of being present to your own emotions, and that they're all good.
Yeah.
Even the raging ones are all good. It's just an experiment in being that you just don't want to get stuck in it. So that was my Camino aha.
That's incredible. I love that. And you can read all about this in Walking Home or listen to it on Audible. It's a I love you, by the way. Just thought you should know that. I mean, from the first moment I met you, I saw you across the room like, I need to go talk to Sonia.
Thank you. I love you too.
Thank you.
We recognize kindred spirits.
It's absolutely true. And one of the many things I love about you is your authenticity. It's gorgeous. And I think that comes from being that wise woman, being that wise teacher, being that wise one that loves it all and mm-hmm. doesn't have to love to like it all, but is loving in the midst of it all.
That's well said. I can say that's pretty true about me. It always has been. I wanted people to know when I wrote Walking Home, I wrote it as I walked.
Wow.
And it wasn't really being written to anyone but me, actually. That I'm an intense person. I mean, I'm Latin. I'm Romanian and French. I'm not kumbaya. I'm not.
That's why we love each other. Cause I'm saying I'm a little intense too. Okay. I'm a lot.
And I,
my beloved tech guy just said, yes, you are.
Well, I feel like that's an important element because especially for women, we have been, conditioned artificially that if we have strong emotions, we're not being feminine. Or, and it's just such a bunch of nonsense. Mm-hmm. And I've never been one to contain my emotions. I'm not raging, but I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't like something, I'll say so. And the quicker and the more I do, the less emotion, the less reactivity.
And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
And I think that there was for a long time a cut and paste artificial spiritual archetype that was placed over this patriarchal oppression of females that says you got to be cum laude and pleasant and kind of talk in a nice voice and don't have a wide range or you're not spiritual. Mm-hmm. And I just thought this is just a repackaging of the same old nonsense that tells us to bypass our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And our feelings are information.
Exactly.
We need them and we need to be with them. And so I don't check out. I lean in. I'm curious. I want to see what this is about. I'm curious about anger. I'm curious about a broken heart. I mean, I went through a massive broken heart when these three male elements in my life disappeared. It took me a long time to recover. But I was at the same time really interested in the process.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a part of me that's the observer going, wow, this is really intense and interesting. What can I learn from this? What am I not learning from this? And that's how I've lived my whole life.
That's beautiful. It's that strong intention, and I mean this in the best way, that stubbornness, that persistence, mm-hmm. to use everything to your spiritual advancement, to go, okay, this feels sucky right now, but I know this is for me, not to me.
Right. And I'm eager to learn why so I can feel better.
No, completely. Sign me up. Two hands and a foot in the air on that.
Right.
Right. So you talk about that, of course, that's my goodness, what a What a deep, kind of dark night of the soul. I mean, it's...
Crash and burn, frankly.
Crash and burn. And then you rose from that. And I would love to know, are you happier now? What have you learned since then? How do you start over at, you know, how do you start over after 30 years of marriage and a whole lifetime with your...
It was a stripping to the bone. In my divorce and probably in my rashness, I just walked away from my life. I walked away from my home, my financial, everything I've had. I walked away with only my clothes.
Wow.
And I probably could have stayed and argued about it, but it was not in my nature. It's like, whatever, I'll go create another life.
Mm-hmm.
I have two beautiful daughters. One of my daughters had just broken up with her boyfriend and she said, let's move to Paris. And it was a funny question. She goes, Mom, we can either check you into a psychiatric hospital or move to Paris.
Nice. Yeah.
And I was like,
only a daughter could say
hospital, that. Paris.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Paris. So 6 weeks later, we were here. It was like that. And what I've learned, once I healed, it took a while to heal. And again, I walked as much in Paris as I walked the Camino.
Wow.
And I will say for anyone suffering, walk. Mm-hmm. It'll heal your heart and brain.
Okay.
I learned to be unapologetically self-loving.
Mm.
I was a middle child of seven, grew up in a Catholic school, Catholic environment. My whole mantra was be nice to everyone else. You don't need anything.
Right.
So this was a big recovery for me I learned to be here alone, which was interesting because up until I was 30, I never even referred to myself as I. I was part of we.
Wow.
It was we, my family, my husband was one of nine. We had a big clan. It was always we. I was never centered in myself. Being psychic and reading, I was always reading the we. So I learned to be I. I learned to be fully and in just genuinely available to being with myself. And the best part of what I learned is that I'm not lonely. I don't need anyone. I don't need anything. I live very simply. And I'm beautifully liberated. I have very few attachments. And that allows me to be fully present because it's sort of like Janice was right. We have freedom is nothing left to lose.
Yeah.
I lost it all. And I'm so grateful because what it allowed me is to be fearless in life. And that's been my biggest gift.
That's beautiful. And that is a huge gift. And it's a spiritual gift. And I think what I love is that you addressed the spirit on all levels as a whole being. And to me, you have such a softness with you and a radiance. And I think that only comes with living through all you have lived through. With that upturned eye, always to the spirit, always going, okay, this is a good one, God. What's up?
I also have a very intimate connection with my spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
I live in close relationship to divine support. Like I feel intimately present and my spirit guides are hilarious. They bring me gifts and make me laugh and remind me that this is just theater. So go for the edges. And this is my devotion in my work is to trying to teach people. Cause what I see most people suffer is sort of an existential loneliness and fear that comes from really letting your ego disconnect you from your legacy, from your source. So even in the darkest and the crappiest of my experiences, I never felt abandoned.
Yeah. So talk to us about that, about spirit guides. In your experience, do we all have spirit guides? How do we connect? How many are there, et cetera?
Well, the way to connect with your spirit guides is to really wrap your head around your identity as spirit.
Mm-hmm.
you're kind of embodied in the spacesuit, but your nature is this beautiful spirit, a light that is having this grand experiment, but your guides are connected to that light in you. You see it in your eyes. You see it in your smile. You see it in your energy field. That is who you are. And that self is connected to all these beautiful divine forces that keep, like when you called in the light, that was so wonderful because that is helping us remember we are light. We actually are that. It's not a metaphor. It is a reality that we are uncovering more and more. And when we feel and embody that, we start recognizing, well, I'm not separate. I can be connected to other sources of light.
Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Our spirit guides take on personalities because that's how our brains understand. So it's like speaking our language. We come into the third dimension. They have to get our attention by speaking our language. Just like I'm in a foreign country. I'm in France. I had to learn to speak French. And that helped me feel connected. So that's how our guides come and they speak to us with different temperaments and personalities, and they're very subtle. It's a matter of, it's not Elvis with a pizza. It's a butterfly wing of aha. And I thought, let me check that out. Or, oh, look at that. And they kind of sweep in and turn your attention here and there. But if you ask them for help, they're just on speed dial waiting for that call. And if the help is coming from, if the request is coming from your heart, you'll get the help. And you have to get out of the way of how that help needs to show up. You can't say, I want this to happen this way. The way to work with your spirit guides is to say, lead me in the direction of my highest good. Lead me in the direction of the best path, the greatest outcome, the biggest opportunity for my growth. Now, in terms of the universe being organized, we have available to us following, and it gets a little complicated, but the principles of energy, frequency, and vibration, 369, we have 33 guides that are helping us manage our energy, frequency, and vibration. And they're on in kind of a sphere around us moving in and out, depending on which one can help us with what. And they spiral out. Some guides move on and other guides move in, depending on what we're doing. It's just like a support system as you move through life with humans. Mm-hmm. You'll have certain helpers for a while and they move out and the new ones move in. And so there's always an evolving, it's not a static, it's an evolving exercise of support, an evolving experience. But there are some consistencies. You have a guardian angel who kind of said, well, I'll walk you on your path for as long as you're committed. And I'll veer you back if you get lost in the woods. And we have a guide, like a soul friend, who says, well, I'm going to be with you all the time, sort of your steadying force. Mm-hmm. So we have these two frequencies. And if you think of guides as frequencies, it might be easier to connect to them, other than thinking of them as little puppets in the sky waiting to talk to you, which a lot of people do. It's more like communications.
Yes.
Like radio stations that come in saying, we're here, we're here. And so if you just get quiet and go into that empty space that I shared, and it's like, notice where you are, be present, exhale, let your thoughts go. You will feel the support of your guides. You won't think it. But they will put good ideas in your head. They will attract attention. They might flash lights in front of you. They might put a song on the radio. They show up in all kinds of delightful ways, quite creative, getting our attention. And when you start to look for those signals, they're there all the time and they're pretty fun.
Absolutely. And then you live more in a state of magic and grace and attunement and alignment and surrender.
Totally. It allows you to not think much.
Right. As if that would really work anyway. We kind of know what our mind already thinks. So
right.
It lifts us into an altitude so we can gain that perspective and make aligned choices rather than reactive choices.
I do think one of the keys to having a guided experience of life is to decide that whatever's happening, love it. And I don't mean it love it from some moral high ground. I mean just love the drama, love the intensity, love the struggle, love the adventure from a place in you that says in the end it's all going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think that places us much more in a receptivity where we can mm-hmm. really hear our guides.
Pretty much it's just like, okay, help. Mm-hmm. I'm open. Mm-hmm. I'm fresh out of ideas. What do you got for me today?
Absolutely. Well, speaking of that, where it's like you're open and you're receiving downloads, you've written 27 books. Oh my goodness. And you talk about and again, I've gone through a lot of your material, so I get mixed up on which it was, but you talk about how you receive them as a download,
all of them.
Yeah. So can you share with us about that process?
Well, and some of your listeners may have had the experience of doing what's called automatic writing, mm-hmm. where you just, you know, when you're journaling and all of a sudden your pen takes off and a whole stream of consciousness comes out that you hadn't really thought about. I've never planned a book. I've never, I wouldn't know how to do a book proposal. I remember I got asked once, I was like, I don't know how to do that. I can't do that. You're going to just have to trust me. I sit down, I get the impulse, I get the title, and I say, okay, guides, I have teacher guides, beautiful teacher guides, and they say, okay, we're going to have to write through me. So my part of the writing is to have a schedule. So my schedule is 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I write for 90 minutes. And I'll keep writing for 90 minutes every day at 5 a.m. until that book is done. And I'm always interested because, like, what are we going to learn today? But that is how I've written 27 books.
That's beautiful. I love the grace with that. And I can't remember who said, I only write when inspiration shows up. Fortunately, inspiration shows up every morning at 9 a.m.
Well, you know, I have a very dear friend who was a long time ago. She became my friend, but she was originally my student. Her name is Julia Cameron. She wrote a book called The Artist's Way. And she came to my classes before that book was written. She actually, my very, very first book was written to her because she wanted to learn how to be intuitive, the psychic pathway. So I faxed her every day back in the day of faxes, and that was the psychic pathway. But after that, I got in my head, and I don't live there much, but I got in my head, and I said, well, I got to write something else, but I don't feel like it. And she said, well, you'll never feel like it, so don't wait for that, because that's a part of you that doesn't want to write. Just sit down, and it'll show up. And never need to feel like it. And that was a miracle statement for me, and I took that to heart, and that is genuinely how I've written my whole life ever since.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
I'm so excited to just see that people are starting to bring their inner senses and their spirit online as a new normal. That is like all I've been waiting for, because our whole world will be a happier, healthier place. The primary reason for that is the ego sees everybody as other and things that we can attack because they threaten us.
Right.
But when we all come online in the spirit understanding of who we are, there is no them. There's just us, and we no longer feel the motivation to judge or attack or separate, or it's replaced with affection and appreciation. And it's also replaced with a sense of wanting to make the world better just by being a kinder, gentler, more beautiful energy. So I'm pretty excited about what I see happening right now. Everybody else is freaking out and saying the world's falling apart. I don't feel that way.
Absolutely. I love the optimism. That's such an optimistic and, to me, true, real perspective. We're in the light. Yes, there's the other things happening at the periphery, but the light is rising, and it will have its say and its sway.
What I feel is what we are seeing is the last coughing breaths of trying to keep us where the planet has been for so long.
Exactly. And I cannot believe we're already almost done. I could talk to you forever and always. So let's move into a few moments of meditation, and then I'm going to tell everybody how, some beautiful offerings that you have, and then we'll part for just for now.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So everybody, if you would, again, open your heart to receive for a moment that all the richness, the wisdom, the truth, the generosity that Sonia has shared. Just take a moment and breathe in the light, the hope, the optimism of what she has shared, that you are light. So at this moment, breathe in light, and as you exhale, just let go of anything less. Let it all go. Breathe love into your heart. Allow your heart to open. You're safe. You are loved. You're held. You're within the palm of God. You're home. Breathe in love. Breathe out anything less. And just melt into this precious presence, into the emptiness that Sonia spoke about. Just be aware now of loving your physicality, your emotions, your crazy thoughts, your unconscious drives. Just rather than doing a spiritual bypass, just gather all of that in your arms like a big bunch of flowers and just say to all those things you judge about yourself, about this physical world, I love and accept you. I forgive you, and I forgive me, and I forgive all things. And take a deep breath and just let all of that go into this spaciousness, into the graciousness of Paris, of Europe, into this intimate moment with just you and your guides, you and God. We are all one love. We are all one presence. We are never alone. We are all one. So just in a moment, in the silence, allow yourself to receive a message from your guides. Yes, you can. What do they tell you in this silence? Take a deep breath. Breathe that in. Trust that. Thank your guides. And know that you are always walking home like Sonia walked the Camino. We are all walking each other home. We are all home in the heart of God. So just this moment, one last deep breath, breathe in all the love of God, of Spirit, of the Divine. And as you exhale, that love just amplifies all through you, bringing you into the awareness that you are the presence of love. Nothing is going on here but love. And allow that love to connect you to each one listening. Connect you to all those beautiful light-filled souls on our planet, that we might help individually and collectively usher in the fifth dimension, that we might know ourselves as born the beloved here within the city of light, right within our souls. So be it. Amen.
Thank you.
Of course. So, my beloved listeners, I'm going to tell you where to find Sonia again, and then we'll hear her parting thoughts. And so, Sonia's easy to find. So just Google Sonia Choquette. She has such wisdom of 40 years. Please allow yourself to receive of her formidable and incredible gifts. So the YouTube channel is just full of gems, very current ones, actually very current about today's events and how to be a spiritual warrior in this time. So that's just simply Sonia Choquette, her name. And there's a few books I want to highlight, which is your newest one, which is 21 Days to Jumpstart Your Intuition, which I read. It's such a fun read and so accessible with great tools, how to ground, how to trust your guides, how to open to them, how to live as an OG, even if you're not the official OG. But to me, it's just such a beautiful encapsulation of what you have learned over these many years. And so that's 21 Days to Jumpstart Your Intuition, also offered on Audible. Easy to find. Amazon, Hay House, etc. And then I want to underscore Trust Your Vibes. Because Trust Your Vibes is sort of a
basic. You know? It's the foundation for understanding yourself and your inner senses and how to live in this world in a practical but intuitively responsive and confident way.
Beautiful. So that's Trust Your Vibes. And you can go to soniachoquette.net and all those books will be there. Again, very easy to find. And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break and we'll come right back to Live Your Life.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
This has been such a delight, my dear. What would you like to say?
First of all, thank you for being so generous to bring me on to your beautiful platform and share, give me the time to share with your audience. So I'm extremely grateful. And I just want to encourage everybody who's listening to feed your spirit with beauty, with music, with beauty, with laughter. Take your attention off of the things that that frighten you and scare you, because that keeps your vibration low and your spirit down. And if you just even see it as important as drinking water, eating food, you will navigate these times very gracefully and experience the light very quickly.
Gorgeously said, beautifully said. My dear, thank you.
Thank
I hope
you.
This is the beginning of many conversations.
Me too. It was such a gift, such a pleasure, such a lovely surprise. So thank you so much.
I'm so glad to be one of your good surprises. And thank you for listening. Thank you for joining Live Your Love. Next month, I have Lorna Byrne, who wrote Angels in Your Hair, has sold 2 million books on angels. So join us next month. And in the meantime, live your love. Bye-bye for now.